views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Silver Gaia Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs and co-host Stephanie Sills brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live a life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Guys Show. I'm Bree Gibbs, and today I have an amazing guest that we've had on the show before. She's shining brighter every day. So I wanted to bring her back, Nicole Lewis-Keeber, a life coach. She has an amazing way of working with people that I have so many questions for her today to help us during the holidays and how healers and readers can help ourselves during this time. So I'm going to bring her in. Hello, Nicole. How are you doing?
I'm doing so fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm really glad you're back with us today. There's so many questions I have. How's your holiday season going?
Oh, I imagine it's going just about the same as everybody's, fast. Fast and busy.
So my question, how do you handle that yourself when it's that busy?
When it's this busy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I really just try and see, you know, this is where my experience as a therapist in the world comes into triage.
Like, right.
I just look at, you know, what is the most important thing that needs to get done? What is it that I really want to focus on rather than all the million things that other people want you to focus on? And I try and do it that way. But, you know, it's still that time of year where there's, life is busy to start with, and then when you add all the additional expectations and errands and people and celebrations, even though they're fun, it definitely takes up more energy and time. So it's a little hard to balance sometimes.
Right. So living in your truth, right? We're all about being our authentic selves and living our truth as healers, readers, coaches. It's, you know, it's a collective of people that work together. How would you say for us to stay in our truth and not to please other people? You know how we always want to be givers and pleasers? How can we do that?
Oh, gosh, there's so many answers to that. Well, I think the first answer is knowing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know who you are and you know what's important to you, you know, almost if you have like a personal mission statement, if you want to call it that.
Right.
It gives you a foundation to compare whatever someone's asking you to do or be up against that value system and say, okay, does this match up? Does this need my attention? So I think the more that we know ourselves and what's kind of okay and not okay for us,
right,
it really makes it easier when we're called in so many directions to be able to say, okay, does this need my attention or not? So that's the very first thing I think is hugely important, is to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Right. And what about taking time for ourselves?
I think that taking time for ourselves is important because that's how we get to know ourselves. Right?
Yeah. Me with the paintbrush lately.
Yeah. Yeah. I really think getting into a space, you know, of just either quiet or, you know, even if it's just, you know, getting a pedicure or something like that, where you're really taking an intentional step back for yourself and getting some quiet. If it's mm-hmm. painting in that, you know, meditative state, if it's walking, you know, walking is a highly meditative activity.
Right.
If we just give ourselves a little bit of time, then we get to know ourselves better and we get to ask ourselves those questions about, well, what's important to me and what do I stand for?
Uh-huh.
In ways that we don't really do if we're in constant motion or being impacted by external stimuli like TV or radio or people talking to us or the internet or any of that.
Right. What about people that need to have that background, though, noise? Like sometimes I'm playing Christmas music, right? Mm-hmm. Or meditative music. Why do we need to have that background noise sometimes?
That's a good question. I think that, this is like going to be a deep answer.
I know. It's really needed right now because we're all going through so much stuff right now. Like you are, I am. We're cleaning the last of our stuff we have to clear out before by the end of the year this new earth that's happening right now. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm really wondering how you could answer that for our listeners.
Right. I think a couple of things. I think the first thing is, I know myself, being someone who's pretty empathic and sensitive. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I have to manage the amount of external things that are in my life without feeling super overwhelmed. And of course, this time of year, that's even a little bit harder. So for me, being able to take that time that is quiet, that's scheduled with some intention.
Right.
Is huge. And so then I don't feel as impacted by having that background noise because I think sometimes we just need to be a part of something and it's the holiday. You want to have Christmas music playing because you want to feel a feeling. You want to be in that vibration. So you have that music or that, TV show or something kind of in the background because it makes us feel engaged and like we're a part of something, but in a way that doesn't require too much from us.
Oh, okay. So it kind of like defers some of the noises around us so we can concentrate on certain things, but yet have that comfort behind us.
Oh, exactly. When I was in grad school, my little brain does not work in abject silence if I need to study, something. So for me, I think there's something really therapeutic and I'm not a neuroscientist, so I don't really know the answer to this, but I think it, when we listen to music in particular, it lights up our brain, in a different way to be able to have attention, but also some calm at the same time. So when I was in grad school, mm-hmm. I often listened to classical music in order to help myself focus, feel supported, and be in that energetic space. So it really almost wasn't background noise. It was supportive noise, but it was what I chose to have.
Right.
That.
Right. I think that's great. I'm sorry. I almost started laughing. When I was younger, my mom tried to sing opera one day just to make the whole house laugh. And I always come back to that memory.
Yeah.
And she couldn't sing opera. It was hilarious. So
that's not an easy thing to do.
No. So we're standing firm in our truth as healers, readers, visionaries, life coaches. I think it's so important that everybody knows to stand firm. And the one thing that I've had to stand firm even with people lately
mm-hmm.
where, I have a big heart and I always want to give. And sometimes I have to say no and it hurts. But right now, a lot of us are losing different people out of our lives. We're releasing so much stuff that we don't need anymore in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So with us releasing and saying no, and that's a really big, hard thing for me to do is say no, and I'm learning, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do I stand firm in that?
And standing firm with people in particular and saying no?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think it all comes back to, again, knowing yourself and knowing what you will and will not do. That's always mm-hmm. a nice foundation, because we get lost. And if we have that, we can come back to it and say, oh, yeah, okay, this is not within my mission for my life and myself. Mm-hmm. So having that is good. But also, I don't know if you've ever read anything by Dr. Brené Brown, but she talks uh-huh. about, I love her.
she's good.
A social worker. She's, I love her. So the thing is that when we set limits with people, it's actually a more loving thing to do. And when we say no to people, it might feel yucky. But if we set a limit with people, then we are being loving to them rather than not setting a limit with them and then feeling resentful and angry about the time that we are willingly choosing to give them.
Oh, okay.
That's a powerful distinction.
Right, right. No, I get that. That makes a lot of sense. Because like
really
I said, sometimes
does.
I have a hard time saying no. And when I do say no, sometimes I feel guilty. It's like, mm-hmm. why am I feeling guilty for saying no and standing in my truth?
Right. And I think that's when you just have to ask yourself, okay, why am I saying yes? what am I getting out of this? You know, is my ego getting stroked, or, you know, do I want to feel useful? You know, what is really the question is, what am I getting out of saying yes when it doesn't always serve me? Because we typically get something out of our behaviors and choices that we didn't anticipate or that we're not always clear about. So it's like, what is yes?
Right. Wow. That's a really deep answer. I mean, that's deep for me. And I'm thinking, I really hope it's not my ego, because I try to keep my ego out of my body when I work with people or whatever. So we only have a couple minutes left, so I want to ask one more question here. And we're going to go more into this in the next segment, but how do we prevent us from trying to help too much?
Trying to help
like
too much,
that
and gosh, we could talk about these for hours. I think, again, it comes down to knowing yourself and what you will and will not do. But also, you know, people will take what we'll give. And so, you know, we kind of can't hold them responsible for asking. We have to really monitor ourselves, because, you know, I'm a giver. I went to social work school because I'm a giver. And I want to help people. And I'm empathic, so I feel their pain, and I realize and know it. And how could you walk away, you know, from helping with someone like that? So, you know, for me, it's really come down to beginning to figure out what I want for myself, and if what that person needs fits into that, then I'll help. Mm-hmm. And if not, sending them off with love. And we can talk about more strategy around that. But I think that if we're not taking care of ourselves, we're really not taking care of the world.
All right, let's stop right there, take a quick break, and we'll be back more with Nicole Lewis-Keebler.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Do you want to relax more, feel happier, and be more confident? Do you want to have more success in your life? Dave Dodge has some easy, effective methods to help you release your anxiety, worry, fear, depression, and even physical pain. Tune in to Stress Buster Radio with Dave Dodge every second Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information on how Dave can help you release your stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions are available.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Okay, Nicole, we were talking about how to prevent us from trying to help too much. Do you have any more ideas on that?
Yeah, I think that how to help us from helping too much. I think that we have to remember that people have to go through a process. And you know this as well as I know this, that there's a gift in the process. There's a gift in the challenge. And that there's things that they need to learn, you know, and whether it's, you know, a past wound that needs to be healed or knowledge that they need to have in order to help someone else. And if we get in the front of it and we get in the way and put our need to help in front of their needing to really move through this experience, I think we get in the way of it. So it's really just kind of honoring the fact that they have a lesson that they need to learn and that we need to tread carefully as to how involved we are in that. And you must see that all the time.
I do. And I'm really glad that you brought that up because there's been times I've had to do 3-hour healings. I'm like going, whoa. You know, and it's just not me. It's other ones that are healers that have done this too. And I'm going, wow, I'm not alone. You know, but it's a lot of work. And sometimes we just have to do that. And that's the time we have to break off because as much energy as we're putting out to help others, we also have to exercise that out of our bodies. You know, to release it, right? It's not just go get a little piece of chocolate or go meditate, take a hot bath. We literally need to exercise it out. But those are extreme situations where some of us have had to do that, right? I thought, you know, my good friend Judy Kelly, she did a 3-hour one, and I thought, wow, I was glad to hear that, but at the same time, it's like, you know, for me hearing that, I'm not alone in this, but she's had to do this. It's like, are you serious? You know, with this much experience she has. And so it's like, how can... the one thing is, it's not an ego base because our ego is out of our body when we're doing our healing work. So what else could it be then?
Maybe it's expectation or of the person that we're with. I think there's an overall expectation when it comes to people who are healers that you're required to just give of yourself and give of yourself and give of yourself.
Right.
And that's, you know, healers do, but I still think there needs to be a certain amount of, you know, honoring and respect of what that's like for someone, you know, so that they can make a choice as to when and how they do that. And I'm like you. I mean, when I was working, you know, in really high stress environments as a social worker and therapist, I thought it was always like that. I thought that you just stayed with the client until you got through it. You know, if someone was in a crisis, you certainly don't abandon them, you know, and the more that happens, the more you feel like that's the norm.
Right.
And you don't really begin, you don't take care of yourself and you think, okay, this is just what it's like. And I'm going to go home and I'm going to be so depleted that I have to sleep until the next day.
Right.
And it doesn't necessarily need to be that way.
No, that's very true. Like I said, that's only been extreme circumstances that's happened with me where I've spent the 3 hours, but even an hour session, you know, it's like, wow, I'm tired, you know, and then I have to see more clients. But it's like, I love my job. I'm glad to be here on the planet and doing the work I'm doing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I have to take care of myself. And this is what the show is about. It's all of us learning to take care of ourselves. So I'm so thankful you're here today. So the consequences of helping too much can affect the collective. And that's everybody. So how can you explain a little bit of that to us? Because I know I have my own opinions on that, but I want to hear from you.
I guess when I look at it from, you know, a coach's standpoint, you know, in a therapy standpoint, and, you know, someone who has had to get out of the way of other people, let them have their process, I'm pretty open book in that, you know, I have a younger sister who is struggling currently and has struggled. And I think what I have learned is that part of her struggle has been longer, because as her big sister, her therapist, coach, big sister, you know,
right,
to come in and help,
right,
that I have gotten in the way of her path, of her learning the things that she needed to learn, or having to be able to be uncomfortable with whatever it is that's happening so that she can learn something from it. And so that's something I have learned in my own personal life with, you know, family, is that even though I can help, sometimes the help is actually stepping aside and letting the person learn a lesson so that they don't stay in the struggle. Because there's something she needs to learn, and there's something that that she needs to learn so that she can then help someone else. And if I get in that way, not only am I impacting her, I'm also impacting me, because I'm stressed out and I'm, you know, worried and taking on her stuff when I don't need to do that. And the collective, as you said, is being impacted because there's someone out there who really needs her to learn this lesson and master this so that then she can help them and teach them how to do that. So
right,
kind of bumping up against a lot of stuff by me thinking I should be stepping in here and helping her with this thing, you know.
Right. You know, and it's even hard as a parent. I have an 18-year-old son, and he's finishing high school, and it's like, wow, this, the mistakes I see he's making, I want to go in and just help him, right? But I've had to learn to step back. He's going to have to crash and burn on his own. And that's including with our clients sometimes. You know, we can only give so much. You know, I've had clients come to me, wow, you did this great job. Can you work on me again in a week? What for? You know, if you have a problem, call me. You know, and then we'll see if you need to come in. Because sometimes, you know, you give too much.
Yeah.
And then when I'm working with an hour or 2 hours in a session, talking, energy work, and sometimes mediumship where another being is coming in and talking to them, right? That's a lot of energy work I'm doing on myself at the same time, right? That's coming out of me. And so I have to say no sometimes. And that's so hard for me to do. But
it really
at the same time,
really is.
Yeah, because at the same time, I'm saying, my heart's saying yes. You know, but my mind says, no, it's like, I've had enough. And that's where we have to have the ego away from us. So what is your easiest way to get the ego out of the body for you to do your work?
Well, you know, I would love to say I have a full and firm answer on that. I'm still learning about this, and I'm still
working. You know, I'm really happy that you brought that up, because what I do is I send my ego out of my body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like I have a way of doing it, and she stands on the left of me, right?
Okay.
Till I'm ready to bring her back in, because when I do my shows or my seminars, I do not allow the ego in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an ego stance. And then, of course, you can't live without your ego, so then you bring her back in. Right. You know, but you can do that for a few hours. It's not going to hurt nothing.
Oh, exactly. You know, and in my previous, you know, career, I didn't do anything to protect myself or to honor that energy. You know, I didn't understand that. Mm-hmm. I just didn't understand that. And I've learned it now. And I work very hard on it now. And I'm still learning a lot, which is why I'm so excited to work with you, because
You're going to teach me
a lot about those type of things. So for me, what I have been doing now that I understand,
right.
I don't need to be crispy all the time.
No.
Before I work with a client, really what I do is I just ask, you know, I just say, you know, I light a candle, you know, I create a serious space, because I'm not a serious person, but I want to create a reverent atmosphere of that this person is trusting me with a lot.
Right.
And I definitely want to honor that. And so I just ask my guides to step in and, you know, guide my words, guide the energy, and let me help be a healing presence in this person's life in whatever way they need it, not whatever way I think it needs to be. So that's really what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be working out for me.
Well, it's been working great for you. I mean, you and I have been talking a lot, and there's a lot of things that we talked about. It's like, it's working out. So the holidays, we only have a couple minutes left, but the holidays seem to affect a lot of people right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at it in two ways. One, the stress, about being around relatives they may not want to be around, right? Mm-hmm. Or they're worried about getting the right present for someone, right? Yeah. Or the other thing is that we're releasing so much stuff out of us before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. You know, sit back and breathe. That's all I want to say. Sit back and breathe. Take a hot bath. Like me, I'm painting my kitchen, you know. But we're going to talk more about this in a little bit. But what do you think someone can do to help not feel the feelings as an empath during the holidays? We only have about a minute left.
Well, this is something that, again, I'm learning a lot about myself, and that you are a master at teaching is that.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Well, it's that energy hygiene, right? It's that energy mm-hmm. protection and knowing and accepting, okay, so I'm an empathic person. I absorb energy. And there's going to be a lot of extra requirements on me at this time of the year, some that I willingly want to do, some that I will do, but we're around more people. And there's much more energy in the air. There's a lot going on. So it's really about what I'm learning is to create that protective bubble, that loving light, that protection of our own space so that we can be more present and more safe in this space
right.
and not taking on so much from other people and then being resentful, angry, going home and being spent, you know.
Okay.
So that's what I'm learning.
Okay, great. We're going to take a break. And I'm going to come back with some of my experiences. And
Yay.
So stay tuned to the Silver Guys Show. We're heard on Transformation Talk Radio. Back in a few minutes.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silvergaia.net.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Thank you.
Okay, Nicole, we're going to talk about something I went through, and I'm going to see how you can help me handle it to this day.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So I was teaching someone for about a year, and it finally came to a point where I had to say, I can't help you no more. It was the hardest thing for me to do. So I had to refer to another healer, right? And I get kind of choked up here. I'm sorry. I had to let go of that guilt. Like it was my fault when it really wasn't my fault. I put everything into it. She allowed me to talk to other people about her to get the information to help her. And finally, I just said, I have to let you go because it was too much on me. Mm-hmm. And when I did that, that guilt stayed with me like I failed. And I know I didn't fail. In meditation, I got the answers. I talked to my guides. I talked to spirit. I talked to the other goddesses. And, you know, and the ancient ones that come in during my meditation. And they all were telling me I did not fail. I was trying too hard. And it's like, I know my voice kind of cracked like that. And when I try too hard sometimes, you know, because I really want to reach someone, right? And help them with their challenges that they're going through. Mm-hmm. How can you help me with that guilty feeling of not helping enough? Or did I not say the right thing to her after a year?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in my coaching, the first question I always ask is, what benefit are you getting out of staying in guilt? Because I really
no benefits except frappuccinos and gaining some weight.
All right. So when you're describing to me, you know, what you did is that you really were in a place of gathering a lot of information and being a conduit for her.
Correct.
And so, you know, I think what pops into my mind is that sometimes how we think we help people is going to look different than how we actually do. And if we don't attach ourselves to what it's supposed to look like in the outcome, then maybe, you know, it'll help us be feel less guilty about it not looking the way we thought it would. But, you know, we're also human beings, whether we're healers, coaches, therapists, whomever, we're human. And our mm-hmm. physical human attachment to people is different than what our role as a healer in their life could be.
Right.
And that's where it's hard, you know, because sometimes it means ending a relationship with someone as a client. Then do you lose this person as, you know, a player in your life, as a friend? So then you have to think about all those things, and that's where guilt can come in, or sadness, you know, grieving of who that role you were in this person's life. So do you feel guilt for letting it go on too long or for having to let it go?
You know, I think about it now, and I know I let it go on too long.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't feel guilt for. I should have set my boundaries better. And this has happened a long time ago, but it's always mm-hmm. kind of in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
But the guilt, I think, was having to send her someone else, but yet mm-hmm. I was following universal laws, you know, mm-hmm. also. And so I just felt bad that I couldn't help her at that mm-hmm. time. You know, and it wasn't about the money. It's not about, you know, I'm the best or this best. So, you know, it was sending her someone that maybe could reach her better, right? But the guiltiness, I guess, was I didn't feel I did my job right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. And so there was a point that I finally had to come back and say, I've done what I can. I have to release this. So what I did in a meditative bath is I called the I am present for it, her I am present for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I explained to her why I had to do this. And I told her that I'm sorry if I hurt her in any way, you know, but this is what I had to do for her higher best. You know, and so the higher self and her could handle that. And I still hear from her once in a while. So there was no hard feelings. And mm-hmm. she's actually doing wonderful. But it was such a process. And I know there are a lot of healers out here that, first of all, need to remember, we're just a conduit.
Yeah.
You know, we're not the healer. We're the conduit for the healers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one thing I was reminded very strongly about, you know, quit taking on everything that isn't yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've also had to let different people in my life go out of my life in the last few months,
mm-hmm.
because they were not of the same vibration. And yeah. that's kind of guilt filling too at the same time. And it's not that they did nothing wrong. It's just that with this new earth, things are so changing rapidly. We're going faster and faster than what any of us thought we were going to do. Does that make sense what I'm saying to you?
It does, you know, and as I'm always, you know, trying to kind of relate it to my experiences as a therapist and a coach, you know, and that I used to say to my clients, if I'm working harder than you are, then there's a problem.
Right.
You know, if I feel like I'm working harder than you, then there's an imbalance here and we need to renegotiate this relationship. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that required them to go see someone else because we've met our potential, which is fine. Or they needed to step up to the plate and take responsibility for their part of the healing process and not be a passive person. You know, so there was kind of both of us involved in that. But it certainly, and you know, we're human. It's hard not to feel guilty when we feel like either we let our judgment get clouded, or maybe we tried to hang on too long, or we realized that we were working harder than the other person. And like, when did that happen? You know,
you know what, as you're talking right now, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I realized I was working too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the problem was.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't stick with boundaries, and now I'm all about boundaries. You know, like I said, this a while ago. So, yeah, that makes sense to me. Because if we're working too hard, what are we really achieving and helping the person?
Right. We're a part of the process. We are not the process or the end result. So we come in, you know, we're a player on the field. We do our part, and then we come off the field. You know, I'm not a sports person. Why do I keep using sports references? But I guess
you're going to be playing football pretty soon.
It is football season, right?
That's the only thing I could think of.
I think that the more that we know our role and uh-huh. have those boundaries, like you just mentioned, the easier it is for us to get off the field when it's time, you know, so we don't get clobbered.
I still love you.
But, you know, those are the lessons that we learn, right? You know,
right.
I've kept way too many clients as therapists way too many months mm-hmm. or as a coach where I felt some sense of responsibility and realized that, you know, I really probably should have made a different choice, but that's how we learn. So.
Right. Right. Wow. I know. I've made some choices and yeah, I've had to get off the field.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm still going
to
type that up.
Go.
Right. So with the things that you're learning on the metaphysical side, I see that you use them quite a bit of it. And I'm really proud of you. I want you to know that. You're welcome. You said that so quietly. We still heard that. You know, when we say no, or I can't help, there are so many times that we have to embrace that.
Mm-hmm.
And so with me, I've had to embrace it and say, okay, I've done my job. I did the best of my ability. Now it's time. Because honestly, after I do a healing reading, whatever I'm doing on someone, I shouldn't have to see them for another 6 months. Unless it's a drastic situation.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that want, you know, people to come back and back and back, right? So when I let them go for 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even though they may want to come back, I really make sure it's for the right reasons.
Yeah. I think that's important.
Right. Because I don't want them to, I don't want to say this. Sure, we all want to make the money, right? But I want the right choices for my clients, not because of the financial gain. Even though we need the monetary gain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And abundance in our lives. It's not so much gain, but abundance, right? There are times you just have to say, okay, that couple hundred dollars or whatever you're charging is not worth it.
Right. And if you're doing, if you're in alignment and doing, you know, what you know is to be, you know, for the higher good And that client, you don't need to worry about making more money from that client because the right people are going to come and they're going to take up those slots. And if you worked with another client, with a client again who wasn't ready or it wasn't the right time, you're taking up space for someone else who is ready and it's the right time. And that's kind of how, I look at it too. And here's something I've noticed. This is just kind of a side note as a therapist and because I've been around people for a long time, is that there are people who get attached to us because of what we've done for them. And so they want more of us and they want more of the feeling. There are people who become very attached, or if I use the word addicted, to personal development and to healing practices. It's not that we didn't do our job. It's just there's another need that they're having that, maybe it's not being met, or people really, if they have some attachment issues, they'll kind of get attached to us in that way, So
right.
And we need to recognize that as the professionals and really take that into account and tread very lightly because there's a lot of things going on there. So I think just having that understanding is important because when you really make a transformation, allow for that and help someone through that, they're going to really attach to you in some way that you need to look out for. I'm not being very eloquent.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Nicole, we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about people and their attachments towards a healer or a reader. We're back in a few minutes with more of the Sober Guys Show.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Nicole Lewis-Kieber, which is an amazing life coach, and she has her own personal way of jazzing things up. And we're going to finish talking now about clients that can be attached to the healers or a life coach or just anybody in general. So, Nicole, let's get back to what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. How do we stop ourselves from allowing us to be an attachment?
As a very firm, clear boundaries. You know, we are in people's lives in a way that is incredibly intimate and requires a lot of care. And so we almost need to anticipate the fact that the experience that someone's going to go through in working with us is going to create an attachment. It's going to create that, environment. So I think being as clear about the boundaries as possible and what they can expect and what, you know, kind of where things start and where things end, I think is really important so that they know that they're moving through this process and that it's ending and that it's not open-ended. You know, I think it really comes down to us setting those expectations and those boundaries very clearly.
Okay. Well, I'm all about boundaries. And the one thing I know after my incident that happened where we talked about in the last part of the show was, letting someone go because I no longer served her and she needed to find another teacher, right? So as we're, another type of attachment can be, we are allowing the attachment. And I know for me, I've done that. I've made that mistake. And I've had to explain to the client or even a friend, because it's not always clients. It can be your husband, your son, your kids, friends, you know, hey, I got this problem. Can you help me with this? And so we've allowed the attachment to come to us, right? And there's been times when I've sat there going, it's my sister calling. I know she wants help again. No, she's going to figure this one out on her own. So I don't answer the phone. And then I might call her back a couple hours later, right? Yep. Sure enough, that was the problem. And so what other ways can they, our listeners find a way to not be an attachment?
Well, I think we just have to pay attention to ourselves and ask ourselves a lot of questions, you know, and I've been in that situation before where, with friends or family, because of who I am in the world, I'm the first person they think of to ask for help with because they feel safe or they know me or they know that this is what I do. And so I have made the mistake of, you know, being overly available or, you know, wanting to help in a way that made me feel good about it. But then eventually it kind of backfired on me and to the point where I saw that person's name come up on my phone, I just wouldn't answer it. And so I had to really take a look at it and say, you know, you created this, you invited this in. So feeling resentful against them is not helpful. I need to, you know, address it. And so it's that's a difficult place to be in. And it's really something that we have to kind of figure out as we go along. Because it's hard because we want to help, we're capable of helping, and people begin to rely on that. So I've had to have some hard conversations, I'm sure like you have, where I've said, you know what, I can't be this person for you in your life anymore. I love you. I want to be in your life, but there are people who get paid to have this role in people's lives, and I think you'd be better served to talk to them, you know. It's a hard conversation to have, but really it's the most pure conversation you can have for the higher good of both of you, really.
Right. No, great. So the one thing I want to say, we're in our last segment, so I want to get a couple things out. One, listen to that inner voice. Yeah. If somebody's calling you and you're going, I am so not picking this up right now, don't pick up your phone. There's always a reason why. Then there's times that I've ran for my phone knowing that I need to pick it up, whether it be my business phone or a private phone. It doesn't matter, you know. And then there's times that I say, you know what? I'm turning my phones off for the day. I'm going to take care of myself. It's going to be quiet. I'm going to push that button and say enough, or just silence the phone. Now, I think it's really important that we all learn to take care of ourselves mm-hmm. and learn to laugh. I forgot to laugh for a while mm-hmm. and to have fun. So my husband and I, we took a whole day and we went and looking at different things, right? And the only thing we accomplished from 10 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night is finding a stereo he wants for his truck. Mm-hmm. We accomplished nothing else. Right. It was like, it took us all this time. And, you know, he got coffee, I got tea, and it was like, what did we do all day, right? Except mm-hmm. have fun, right? I mean, really, there was no sense in the day, right?
Yeah.
And no schedule, no nothing. We just were home by 7 o'clock at night. We couldn't even believe it. We both kind of looked at each other and went, wow. You know, I went to a crystal store that we didn't have planned, and we just went here and there. And that's the only thing. How do you recommend that for your clients, just to have fun for a day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you're so right about that inner voice. You know, if we stop for a second and ask, we're going to get the answer, whether that phone call needs to be addressed or to send it let person love and let them figure it out, because they will usually. So you're so right about that voice. And if that voice is like, you know what, you need a screw off day, like just to go do and just be in the moment, you know, to go for it. And, I do. A lot of my clients are women who have a lot on their plate. You know, they're running businesses, they have families. And this time of year, again, is really hard. You know, the energy is different.
Right.
Like we mentioned earlier, and they never give themselves a break, not even just an hour, you know,
right.
So I do recommend that. I'm like, you need a, you know, a mindless hour to read a book or to watch, you know, some trashy television or you know, whatever it is that they can just feel indulged. You know, that's different for other people. I don't like to tell people what to do because what I find indulgent may drive someone else crazy. So whatever it is, it just allows you to unplug, because we are not unplugged. We are more plugged in than ever. And
right.
My mom clients in particular are really, really struggling with that. And so that's always first and foremost.
Well, and I think we all have that mother figure in us, no matter what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of us want to solve the problems or help, especially during these times right now, the holidays and the shifting that's happening on the planet right now. And, you know, so Nicole, I am just so grateful for the work that you do and the way that you come across as a life coach is so unique. So how can people get a hold of you?
Oh, okay. Thank you for that, by the way.
You're welcome.
I'm enjoying learning from you too.
Yeah,
the easiest place for them to find me is at my website, which is nicole.lewis-kieber.com.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I also hang out on Facebook a lot, and I have a Facebook page there called that's Nicole Lewis Kieber Coaching.
Okay. So can you spell out your name for us?
Yeah, it's NicoleLewis-KieBer.
Great.
There's and is there no phone? L and no L's.
Right. There we go. And do you have a phone number they can reach you on?
I'll give my email,
okay.
my phone number, and that's the hardest way to get in touch with me. Anybody knows that. They can email me, you know this,
yeah.
at Nicole, nicole@lewis-kieber.com.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you being on the air with us today because it was so important that you came on. I've been doing shows about the holiday season, the last couple of them, and how it affects all of us in different ways. Mm-hmm. So I know for me, my brother-in-law is coming to stay with us for a couple of weeks. And so I'm redoing my kitchen and upgrading, right? We're getting it done today. And it's like, wow, this is my fun time because I love to create. So find something that you can do that makes you happy. Create something. Creativity is a great way to balance and release emotions. As empaths, we have to release somehow. So we'll see you again on the Silver Gaia Show. Nicole, thank you for being with us. And we'll see you next time. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Silver Gaia Show. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs and Stephanie Sills each week, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit silvergaia.net, and we'll see you next time.
The views of the guests and the callers on the preceding program do not necessarily reflect the views of the Silver Gaia Show.